brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of folks do open line Fridays. I do open line Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays. Whenever I'm on, sometimes we do the open phones. And we're going to be getting into the collapse of the big lie, the collapse of the electronic psychological Berlin Wall the establishment's tried to set up around the minds of the people. We're going to get into very important economic news, very important police state news. But it's open phones, and I want to go to your phone calls right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And John in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
About 6 months ago, I read an article about the Soviet takeover of the Baltic countries in 1940. And they said, they described the people there, described what they did. They said the first thing they did there was they set up a surveillance system where they tapped into everybody's phone calls. All phone calls were monitored. They set up a neighborhood snitch program. They said that they seized all the bank accounts. They said if you had $4,000 in the bank account, they took three and gave you $1,000. They said everybody got a job there, but it was just enough to pay their rent and to put food on the table. They couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't better themselves. They were just surviving, and that was it.
No, that's right. That's what authoritarians, whether they be fascist or communist, going back to Rome, they just called it, you know, being enslaved. Is you domesticate by making people dependent. You shut them down. You surveil them, and every form of tyranny that has been invented is now being deployed against us. And the military, the police, everybody needs to know this. And within the Department of Defense, the reason they've allowed them to come out and announce they're going to stop lying to us is to try to get credibility with the public so they can, quote, have PSYOPs work with all local and alternative media. They realize the citizen media is there. They're going to try to take it down by being embedded like they've done before, but also convince their own PSYOP people that they're still doing a moral operation. And so it's very sophisticated, but it shows a collapse level in that a lot of times they try to take over like this. If the society, the host society, throws it off, it can be an awakening for people. That's what I'm saying. We don't have to just go marching off into the night. I mean, I'm sorry. Romania's never really had freedom. I'm sorry. Poland really did never have freedom before the Soviets took over. It had feudalism. I'm sorry. Russia never had freedom. It had feudalism under the czars. We are a little bit different. And we're corrupt. We've got a lot of big problems. But I'm telling you, we're not turning our guns in. This is tyranny. And if you want 1776 to start again, globalists, stage your terror attacks, try to start your fight, try to come arrest us all. You're going to lose. The military is going to end up siding with us, and we're going to come arrest you. And we're going to turn all the military machinery against you. We're going to go dig you out of your holes overseas. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all of you. Military, even if you're evil, this is going to destroy your future. They're going to take your pension funds. When they're done using you to destroy everybody, they're going to destroy you. And you know that. You know there's no honor among thieves and evil. So it's time to pull back now. Go ahead and finish up any points you got, sir.
Oh, another thing is that all the government officials listen in there. You need to go back and study the Soviet system because they always turn on each other. I mean, most of the original Bolsheviks, Stalin killed them all. I mean, Leon Trotsky and all his followers were all annihilated. I mean, the system they set up turns and it just eats their own.
And let's get this straight. They are taking the exact tyranny, souping them up and deploying them and saying they're deploying it, saying they've got purges ready and re-education centers ready. You know, even using those type of terms to why? Mainline it, emerge it, make it no big deal. Get people to accept it. When they're getting ready to try to use it, it's when they've got to legitimize it.
But people need to understand that, and this thing happened in Russia, it happened in all the communist countries. They all turn on each other. Cambodia with the Khmer Rouge, Mao, his followers, a lot of followers in the culture revolution were annihilated. I mean, it's part of the system, and that's the system.
No, that's right. When you let authoritarian crooks come in, they want to kill and murder. I mean, you're just opening the door in your little petty power trip to the end of you and your family. And they'll beg later, folks. Believe me.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the top story on InfoWars.com and one of the top stories on DrudgeReport.com. And I've been talking about it a lot in the last hour because it's incredibly important. Last week, to no mainstream media coverage, last Thursday, the head of DOD Public Affairs and PSYOPs, Undersecretary Little, came out and said, we've got to stop lying to the public. We've lost credibility. We're now going to help stop the lies by going and working with all the local blogs that have the credibility, because the mainstream media doesn't have the credibility. And the first one we want to work with, basically, is the Drudge Report. We want to help you. They're like, we don't want people to get their news from Drudge after we've been caught lying. We want them to get it from us. So we're going to quit lying to have credibility. The reason they've gotten to this point is that all the numbers show it. Mainstream media has no credibility. Congress has a 10% approval rating. Obama's losing 5 points a week, even with his constituents that bought into him like it was buying into a Madonna or Michael Jackson, a celebrity. People are really getting it. And they're learning that in most areas of the country, we've been in a depression since 2008. And things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And they're shutting our power plants down and moving our jobs overseas, paying to move them, not just letting them go. And so there is the big rude awakening, and this is the time when governments in free fall and the corrupt industry in free fall for them to stage a false flag terror attack or let terrorists attack us to try to take our liberties. They've put in and are trying to normalize now. Obama is going to give you text messages about politics over your phone. Everyone I know, including myself. In fact, I'm living in such a twilight zone that a few weeks ago I woke up at like 6 a.m. with a bzzz. And then later, when I didn't check the text message, I have it on my phone, a text message from my provider from the White House. And it was, you know, telling me about things Obama was doing for the economy. And now, remember, I tell you about the plans to have the government send you text messages a decade ago because they were talking about it then and break in over radio and TV and take over all the media systems and force all the Internet browsers to a government message. You're like, that's crazy. That won't happen. I'm like, no, here's the documents. Now it's, oh, yeah, when there's a flu, we're going to tell you. Or when the president's got an initiative, he's going to text you. And now they're going, and you know what? We're going to break in and turn your phone on and make you get the messages. And we're going to break in with video messages. And, oh, it won't just be Obama. It'll be the head of Homeland Security, Big Sis. And they put them in. They said 860-something Walmarts got the federal money. But last time I checked, it was only a handful put them in because it was still too freaky. Texas, Minnesota, California, we've gotten videos that our reporters have shot. And a listener also sent us footage in Minnesota at a super Walmart of the Big Sis. We've shown it on the news saying, hi, Big Sis with Janet Napolitano here. You see something, say something, you see something, okay. Yeah, I see a tyrannical government mirroring what the Soviets did, but high-tech taking over, yeah. I mean, this is the type of just cuckoo crazy stuff. There's another longer video of it. I think it was the ST Silver Bull, you know, that reporter. He got it at the checkout counters, actually has all the audio. With her, I mean, imagine you're checking out and there's big TVs going, watch each other, don't trust anybody but me, okay? This is absolute tyranny. And I'm going to go to your phone calls and then get back into it. And then just look at Obama and all of his big lavish vacations while he says you shouldn't be able to have air conditioning or a car. They want to make you poor to control you. And the last caller, John out of Texas, talked about knowing people that had been through and knowing people who'd been in the government who had also witnessed Soviet psyops when they took over Eastern Bloc countries. First, they set up a spy grid, then a citizen spy grid. Then they demonized the independent press. They demonized the family. I mean, they just go down the list, folks. When you turn on MSNBC, it's something 60 years ago you'd get in a Mao re-education camp, but it would be on film reels. You know, Red Dawn tries to illustrate a re-education camp. They got them at the sports stadium with newsreels 24/7, getting people to turn on each other, breaking down the society, finding out who will work with them. And now the new Army Field Manual, just type in Army Field Manual Reeducation Camp, 2010 says reeducation camp. That they're going to take political dissidents, people that don't agree with the new federal family, are going to be taken to be reeducated. And that is a Soviet term. They didn't say taken to be prepared to be reentered into society or sensitivity training, which is a Soviet term, too. No, they use the Soviet term, so the military just gets used to it. And then it comes out, they're training contractors to kill peaceful protesters. And it comes out, they're training. Of course they're doing this, folks. This is an attempt to get the military and police to carry out criminal actions. And I don't want a shooting war, folks. If they start shooting peaceful protesters, gloves are off, folks. And the military and police better join the people at that point. Not if they know what's good for them. You're going to lose. I've looked at all the angles. You will lose. But you'll lose by joining the pure evil. I mean, this is not like it's even debatable at this point. I know I'm ranting. I should have got a call. Let's do it right now. It's just such a big deal that we're now at the point where they're announcing, yes, the Army is going to be engaged in domestic psyops at point-blank range against the American people. But don't worry, we come in peace. We're going to tell you the truth. And all those psyops people in uniform were just look completely freaked out. A, they're going to engage in stuff that's been illegal until last week, because Obama says it's okay now. They know it's already been going on covertly, so they're like, well, what does this even do to announce it? And now we're not going to lie anymore? They all know about trillions missing from the Pentagon, sex slavery being run by the contractors, the drugs being flown in on the C-130s. None of those people are stupid. And they're all there just going, wow, we really work for the dark side. America's really been taken over. And the people now know it. But the psyops run by Hollywood have demoralized the general public to the point of they know, but are still so degenerate that most of them won't resist. I mean, it is a mess, folks. But at least we know what we're going into. We're not going to be caught flat-footed in any of this. But the fact that Infowars.com, the things we talk about, are now mainstream news, really shows that there's a crisis of conscience happening, and this is very positive overall. And analyzing the undersecretary and analyzing the generals and analyzing the, you know, the Air Force TV producers that got up with tears in their eyes and said, I don't like lying to people. They don't believe us anymore. I want to tell the truth. And the undersecretary says, well, we're going to work on that and try. Because, see, imagine, they know psyops in there. They know what I'm talking about is true. They know how much trouble we're in. And they're like, I didn't sign on to work for Stalin or Hitler. But it's not one guy you can go after like Hitler in Operation Valkyrie. I wish that was the case. It's a demonic system, a corrupt society. The globalists have been smart about this. They do it by committee. And we're just living in times that are so incredible, it makes my head spin. That's all I can say here. And the most awake group is the military. The next most awake group, if you believe it or not, are police. Because they know the bull. They know they're told a lot of people. They know the system's getting corrupt. They know the argument is, well, we're under attack. Things are collapsing. We've got to do it. But now they realize we're not lying to try to fix freedom and have a free society. We're lying to help the corrupt continue. And that's right. We need to let it all come out, folks. And even if America collapses, that's better than going into a hyper-tyranny for all of us. And I don't even want that to happen. I want to just convert away from tyranny, back to the republic, prosecute the globalist. But even if they just would leave the country, the problem is they're not going to stop. They got to be dealt with. We've been hijacked by foreign banks. We've been usurped. Those aren't terms. That's a fact. That's not rhetoric, folks. The globalists brag there's been a corporate takeover. It's illegitimate. It's illegal. We got a clean house. And I don't like being the tip of the spear, but it's my duty. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex Jones. I want to be careful here because I don't want to be disrespectful, and I don't want you to think I'm questioning you. I'm questioning the system. You yourself are stating how the level of psyops and tyranny goes beyond the bounds that we can even comprehend. Couldn't it be possible for a psyop to be placed against the target dissidents that you were discussing in the form of a radio show like InfoWars? Now, what I wanted to do is, because I'm not like these other people who just try and badmouth you. I want you to be...
Oh, you mean the private psyop companies that we've proven attack us 24-7 on record, saying we're government agents?
Exactly. I'm not like that. I want you to be legit.
Well, just ask your question, sir. I don't care if you ask me a question. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to put you on the
spot. Well, no, let me stop you right there, because this is the thing. I don't screen your calls. But then everybody wants me to screen their calls on air. And a psyop show would be screening calls. But this is about changing the subject over to Alex Jones. Quite frankly, if weak-minded people want to think I'm an operative or something, they're welcome to it because they've never counted anyways. I'm looking for men and women who want justice and freedom and who are intelligent to try to restore the republic. And I'm here promoting the Bill of Rights, Constitution, transparency, and not having a civil war, and that our government's running Al-Qaeda, and that our government's illegitimate. Any moron would know that I'm not a psyop. If I'm a psyop, I am the organic resistance to tyranny. And so there's never any proof of a PSYOP. I mean, my enemies will come to an event I put on, tell me to leave my own event, shoot deceptive angles as if I've crashed my own event, to then say that I go crashing events when I could go speak to 5,000 people next week if I wanted to. They do PSYOPs like sit behind me and yell, kill Michelle Malkin, and have the national news ready to run that I said kill Michelle Malkin. They run hoaxes and say that I said Obama sent a tornado to the thing. They have the globalist attacking me, trying to bring me down, running dirty tricks you couldn't believe. And then you call in and say, what if your show's a PSYOP? Let's just stop right there. For your mind, let me explain how a PSYOP works, okay? There's many different types. The ultimate PSYOP in the cognitive infiltration of Cass Sunstein that he wrote about 6 years ago at Harvard, 5 years ago at Chicago Business School, and 4 years ago at the White House, and then 2 years ago, as its regulations are, and in public speeches and the rest of it, was to create fake alternative media to claim they were conspiracy theorists, people that question. Go read it. To fight with each other and claim all the real people are agents so that there's no clear leadership to make the debate about who's real in the movement, classic divide and conquer, instead of let's get foreign banks out of America. Let's stop having them shut down our power plants. Let's stop having them ship General Motors to China with taxpayer money, $21 billion. Let's get the federal government out of education and out of our churches. Let's stand up for free speech. Let's keep our police local. Let's have a states' rights movement to block Obamacare, which is starting to happen. Let's give people that they can believe in each other and have an option from tyranny and collectivism. Let's keep our families together. Let's not abort babies. The vaccines are dangerous. GMO is dangerous. Filter your water. I mean, my God, if I'm a PSYOP, then the PSYOP's good. What is your major problem? I don't mind someone calling in, but there's no evidence, and it's a pure distraction. Now, you got 1 minute, and I got to go to other people. Go ahead.
I do not want to dismiss
anything. There he goes. Boom, 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 boom. Give me the proof of the PSYOP, man. The PSYOP is I got red blood. You got to come on, come on, come on.
There's a thing called, you have to state to the public audience what you're going to do. By you reading from the AP, from the news sources that are already designed and designated illegitimate, you're doing nothing but by perpetrating the false spin story that is already being put out there by these news sources. There's a thing called Mind Wars, written in 1980, which specifically details your radio show. It specifically details your show, man. Your show's named InfoWars. I want you to be legit, but there's legitimate issues there, man. There are real things, and I don't want you to have to try and answer this now. Take your time, research it, and then
research it, okay. Wow, why would I research if I was a PSYOP? How would I research that? I know I'm not.
I hope you're not, and I actually believe you're not. That's what I'm saying. I'm almost trying to give you the opportunity because you talk about infighting so much. Well, there's the truth movement. I don't know if you've noticed. It's split up between people who believe Alex Jones and who don't believe Alex Jones.
Yeah, no, that's the PSYOP. Look, I appreciate your call, and I'll let you talk some because you actually made a couple points. And the issue is, do you understand, sir, the PSYOP is that now we're going to debate Alex Jones and is he for real instead of the fact that the mainstream media has lost all credibility and the states are moving to try to defend our Second Amendment and everything else. It's amazing. And it's very, very sad. And then people always say the same thing. Respond to every fake claim so that my show becomes a response to fake claims and not about the news and the issues and how the world works. Of course I'll take a White House transcript and show how they're lying and post the transcript and then say where they're lying. Of course I take a video. I see that in the comments. Why are you showing Obama and his propaganda? Well, I show Obama saying, you know, that he wouldn't hire any lobbyists 3 times here, and then I show him right below it hiring record lobbyists. I mean, it's almost like childlike, the only PSYOP I could be guilty of is misgauging the public by thinking people are like me. And I've admitted this. And I've tried to think of where I help the system, because nothing's perfect. And undoubtedly, the system's not one monolithic thing either. That's a PSYOP as well. But I realize that when I get up here and talk about all this horrible news sometimes, for people that are scared and unempowered, it may make them give up and have learned helplessness. But I believe in standing against a threat. I mean, you know, some guy comes and starts a fight with me, I try to defuse it, but if they start swinging, I start stomping their butt in the ground. I mean, I don't like roll over and show my belly, folks. And so what you're getting is an American fighting stance that's as Americana as anything's ever been, or is just free human. And I go in, again, that's the psyop. And, you know, I'm sitting there with Vic Vreeland, a firefighter. He comes up to the station. I'm friends with him. He has an Access TV show. He comes up to KJFK in 1996, late 1996, and he goes, "You need a website. Come over to my house." I'd had dinner there before with him and his wife, and his kids were growing up. And I haven't had Vic Vreeland on it forever. And I go over to his house, and Petey, oh, that old parrot died. I was real sad to hear Petey died. I haven't seen Vic Vreeland in years, and I'm having dinner with him and his wife, and he says, "I'm going to set up a website for you." And we sat around for a couple hours thinking, what's a name? What's a name? What's a name? And I, of course, I've read so many history books and things. I said, well, we need to, you know, call it InfoWars. And he said, yeah, because there's a war on for your mind. He'd also been in the Air Force. Firefighters in Talanoa, Vic Vreeland, he was a senior firefighter when he retired. He had just about retired then. Last time I heard, he'd retired out to Bastrop or something. Hey, could we get Vic Vreeland on? That was a great guy, man. That was a great guy. And I think he'd even filled in a few times for, like, Tom Valentine, that great Patriot talk show host. But I remember sitting there while Petey sat on my lap and I fed him peanuts, big old cockatoo. And we had a good Italian dinner over there. I think it was his wife was Italian. But the point was, or maybe Vreeland is, I don't remember. And I sat there, and that's where InfoWars came from. And then I sit there, and here's some guy, you know, because back then people weren't getting good domain names. And now the whole show gets taken over by that. It's very painful. It's very, very sad. But it's not just psyops. People are jealous of success. And so you can be a big man if you make something up about Alex Jones, that I'm Bill Hicks, that I work for the Vatican when I'm not even Catholic, nothing against Catholics. I'm attacked because I don't attack Catholics, or that I work for the Masons, or that I work for, and I'll get up on air and say, I've had family that were Masons, high level, and they said, don't become part of it. And then that proves I'm a Mason, because high level Masons in my family have said there's some pretty bad stuff in it at the highest levels. Or I say, I've had family in the Army recruited by the CIA who got out of it saying it was really bad. And then that's the proof I'm CIA. I mean, how do you expect whistleblowers to ever come out or ever say anything if when they do, you go, you must be a psyop. You don't know how to judge things. And I guess it's a wrecked fluoride head population. I get that. But I'm not going to be diverted off that. I answered your question. I mean, let's say I was a bad guy, which I'm not, you know, on my children. That means nothing. In front of God, but God knows. Isn't it about you? What are you doing to go warn people when they say it's the law every year in every public school system to take vaccines? They give them 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 shots at a time, and kids actually pass out when they're doing thousands of inoculations. They may have 20 people go to the hospital. They have ambulances standing by. Kids go into the third round of shots when they're 18 months, have convulsions in the hospital. Are you there warning people? Do you walk up to pregnant women and warn them in stores? Because you know what? I do. And not because I'm some goody-two-shoe. I'm worried about that kid. Do you go and warn people about fluoride in the water? Do you go and warn them about GMO? Do you go and warn people about how dangerous the CPS is? Or that, hey, you're pregnant. You kind of look like hippie-type folks. Are you going to have that baby in a hospital? Yeah, we are in the next few weeks. Well, have you smoked any pot in the last month? They're going to test your blood, tell you it's a blood test, not tell you, and take your kid on the spot. 100%. Really? I don't smoke a lot of pot, but I've had a little bit. Yeah, well, you better midwife that baby right now. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I do, because I love humanity, and I don't want to see people persecuted. And all you can do is call in and ask me if I'm a psyop and why you show news articles. Well, what does that even mean? And so there you go. So let me just say this so you can feel good. I'm a bad government operative. You're a good person. We've established you're better than me. You smoke me out. Now, what are you going to do to go warn people? What are you going to do to help them?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm actually glad that guy called, but it's like calling up and going, how do we know you're not a rapist, or how do we know you're not robbing banks, or how do we know you're not got children buried in a basement in your house? I mean, it's like fighting words. Don't you expect if there was an Alex Jones, a guy who for 18 years climbed up through little bitty radio stations and, you know, today is on mom and pops across the country and has been able to, you know, get people nationwide really talking about the tyranny we're going into? The globalists haven't fully taken over yet. And we're desperately trying to hold it back, trying to keep the gate shut. They're climbing over. And people are like, how do you know there's something behind that gate? That's one half the population, you know, that's in denial. And the other half is in denial. It's like, how do we know you're not one of them? And I'm like, I'm holding this gate back. Get up here and help me. And spears are coming through it, and fireballs are coming over the top of the deal. And they're standing around going, no, I say you're with the army on the other side. You judge a tree by its fruits. And I think that guy just was uninformed. But a lot of the people pushing that line are definitely for the other side. I say the people holding the gate up are actually with the enemy. How about we arrest them and leave no one at the gate? How How dare that person fighting the New World Order? I bet he's one of them. You judge a tree by its fruits. How many globalist operations have we blown wide open and damaged? How much do they hate us? How much do they lie about me, trying to destroy me? Believe me, you know who knows I'm for real? God knows, but the New World Order knows too. Let me tell you what. Boy, I tell you. But folks, don't even defend me. I've said this many times to my listeners. Do not defend me on YouTube and Infowars.com and other sites. Don't feed the trolls. Find an issue that you've researched that you know is accurate. Warn other people. Get involved. Fight the New World Order. The globalists want to divide and conquer us. We teach this over and over again. It's common sense. It's history. Everybody already knows that. And Cass Sunstein said, we're going to go in and say everybody in the truth movement's a government agent. I'll be honest with you. Most of them are not government agents that are infighting. They're just jealous, envious, screwed up, bad products of this society. Narcissists that are into this to try to be stars, not into liberty for the great animating contest for a future for their children, because their very guts, their very sinew, their very cells, their very soul, their very stamp, their very essence is to be free and to be just outraged by manifest corruption. If I see big purple green clouds on a spring day and funnel clouds spinning, I don't need to get my iPhone now and look and see if there's tornadoes forming. I know to try to get to shelter because I've grown up around tornadoes in Dallas, Texas. Saw them every year with my eyeballs. That's why when I hear there's more tornadoes, I look up the numbers. They're 60-year low. I hardly ever see them now. I saw them all the time when I was a kid. Don't believe me. The National Weather Service says 60-year low for tornadoes. But the point is, I've seen it. I know it. People know common sense when they see it. And the globalists just want to change the subject to he's talking about cancer viruses and vaccines and telling you, it's declassified, look it up, which you can do in 5 seconds. He's a Vatican assassin. Charlie Sheen admitted it. And then people go, well, prove you're not a Vatican assassin. Charlie Sheen said you and he are Vatican assassins. Folks, Charlie Sheen is a comic person, and we've sat around at his house many times. His favorite form of entertainment is also one of mine. I don't do it now because it's bad. I've repented of it. Is watching attack videos because they're so funny. Watching schizophrenics on YouTube. Because there are a lot of schizophrenics now that never before had a venue to a newspaper, basically. That's part of this new free press, Some would argue that's what I am, but we know I'm just basically eccentric and I think have high intelligence, obviously, and have studied some history. But, I mean, it's entertaining to watch schizophrenics that think, the water meter reader is a CIA agent outside their house, and to sit there and watch it. It's funny to watch people, saying that I'm really a reptoid or Bill Hicks. I mean, it's funny until you realize the family's upset about it. It's very painful to the Hicks family that people have actually contacted them and said, we know your son's not dead and stuff like that. But when he's buried and I've talked to him and they were there when he died and it was very sad. And, that's the type of stuff going on out there because the establishment's lost all credibility. They're a pack of liars. Now the dumbed down mass that at least had the rudder of mainstream media to believe that, now they don't know what's true, so they're just making up what's true for whatever they want. I mean, if I tell you about the CIA, I've read dozens of books on it and studied it and watched congressional hearings. Or if I tell you I know about GMO, I've interviewed, let's not exaggerate, hundreds of experts and doctors and genetic engineers and top scientists and patent holders on, some of the top GMO out there that they tell you does kill the rodents that eat it. And just constant research and living it. And so I don't blame a dumbed down mass out there that's smart enough to know they're being lied to, but not smart enough to figure out what's going on. Cass Sunstein says, well, we'll just get them all fighting with each other. We'll go in, we'll put out fake conspiracy theories. We will just muddy the water so much, and we'll get everybody fighting with each other, and we'll target our real opposition by saying they're feds. Go read it. So that then the whole debate becomes about that. And it's effective if you don't. In fact, a lot of people say that was a psyop, him letting that guy be on. Well, no, it's not, because I then used it as a teaching moment. That's what I do. From my perspective, doesn't mean I have all the answers. First, I go through anger. Then I go through sadness. Then I just go through analyzing it and covering it for the person, because it's painful to realize that there are millions of minds shuttered who will now be completely nasty their whole life, believing anyone that resists tyranny is the worst. Because you notice half the radio shows, half the websites, half the YouTubes, I mean literally half, they don't fight the New World Order, folks. That's too big and powerful for them. They can't imagine they could ever beat something there, even though they could. But it's easy to you know, fight with each other. They don't even really attack me. Now, I've kind of reached the point where they think they can't, you know, hurt me or whatever. And in a way, they can't, because it's not true and so much bull. But when you're fighting globalists, and it is true, and you've got real evidence, you can hurt them. Oh, but forget trying to slay that real giant politically. Let's just all tear each other apart in a mass schizoid, you know, crazy narcissist event. And it's television that's turned people into this. The brains have been wired wrong. The society is getting sick, and it's a crisis. Let's talk to Drew in Florida. Drew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Do you think that was instructive what I talked about, or you disagree?
I think you're doing a great job. I don't care what other people say. I'm a first-time listener, long-time caller. I saw this article about Michael Hastings, and it had a video of the crash. It's on LA Times. It's called Michael Hastings' Death. New crash video emerges, and on the links, it has new video, and it's deleted now, but I downloaded it, analyzed it frame by frame, and you can clearly see someone being ejected from the vehicle right before it blows up. I sent a link. I messaged David Knight and the Don Salazar on Facebook.
We posted this yesterday. We're playing the video now for TV viewers. The LA Times is reporting it. Last time I checked, the link is still up. New video, what they believe emerges, and it's a really grainy camera shot of a black and white surveillance camera showing a car going what looks about 70 miles an hour, or so, maybe 80, and then, looking like you see like a little explosion before it hits something, you see a flash, and then it looks like it blows up in a larger explosion off the road. And who knows if it's real? But quite frankly, it looks like you see it driving, something detonates, then it goes on another 50 yards or so up against the tree. But it doesn't even look like the side of the road we'd previously seen. So I don't know if it's real or not. LA Times doesn't know. What's your take on it?
I noticed that as I analyzed it frame by frame at 14.5 seconds, just like you said, you see something going the opposite way of the vehicle. Now, is that the way the engine traveled? Because it was right before the explosion. If you check a 14.5 seconds and at four frames, you see something before the explosion. I don't know if it's a reflection off the side.
Yeah, we've now confirmed it's been taken off the LA Times in the original place. So reportedly an investigative journalist got access to a restaurant and got it. And who knows, maybe it's got something we're not supposed to see because it's being pulled everywhere. And so you see it driving, then the flash under it, then it blows up. Looks pretty suspicious to me.
Yeah, I just uploaded it to my YouTube video because I downloaded it off the web when it came out so I can analyze it. And it's on my YouTube page right now.
No, you know, I saw the video yesterday, and just looking at it again on the big screen in front of me, you clearly see a flash under the car long before then the big explosion. But that's amazing. And again, I get so overwhelmed. So many times the show ends, and I go, oh, I didn't cover 10 things, you know, I wanted to cover. I'm so glad. That's why we take calls that you brought that up. It looks like a bomb goes off underneath it. You see a pretty good explosion, and then it goes on down the road. And that's what witnesses said, the car was going down the road, blew up, and then jackknife flipped and then went off into the tree. And that's what the video looks like. But, again, we don't know if it's real. LA Times doesn't know. The investigative reporter, it's off his site now, that says let's call him immediately. Email him, call that guy immediately, and ask him why it's gone. That should be a big news issue right there. And it's clearly fair use for us to be able to know what's going on. This is a person that was killed, said he was going into hiding, being chased. Hiding for his life, about to break a big story on the CIA domestically, and then his car blows up, and they say don't investigate it. Very suspicious. Thank you so much for the call, Drew. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. You're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, bud.
Thank you for everything that you're doing for us. It's so important.
Well, listen, what comes around goes around, but let's be clear. I am a giving, loving person, but I'm doing this for my family. And I'm doing this because I can't control myself. I mean, when I see tyranny taking over, doesn't everybody want to go resist it? I mean, isn't that normal? I'm just saying, folks, don't thank me. It'd be like the compulsion if I was a single guy, you know, and Marilyn Monroe at her peak wanted to date me. I mean, don't thank me for dating Marilyn Monroe if I was a single guy and she's at her, you know, prime and wanted to date me. I mean, it's like, you know, don't thank me for winning the lottery here. I mean, and my point is, I don't deserve to be thanked. I mean, why would I not want to fight the tyrants? You see what I'm saying?
No, I do. And actually, what I wanted to say was, when I was growing up, I always wondered what it would be like to shake the hand of George Washington or Paul Revere. And you shook my hand, and I felt it stoke the fire in my heart for liberty against tyranny. And I want to tell people that they need to understand, Alex Jones is the archetypal living spirit of Paul Revere.
Oh, well, don't go there.
I felt it. I felt it. Shaking your hand fulfilled my childhood dream. Even more than that, I knew that I was reaching out and touching the hand of freedom and history itself.
Well, let me tell you, it humbles me. You know why I don't like doing public events? It is so humbling to see the light of liberty and the concern and how good our average listeners are. It is so humbling, it makes you want to cry. And but it feels weird to me to have people admiring me. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? It's like, that's because I just want to fight the globalist. I don't want to be. It's like George Washington. He didn't want to be president. He wanted to get out of there and go back to his beautiful farm and his family and his dogs. And I'm not saying I'm George Washington, folks. Believe me, I didn't. George Washington, you see all these Hollywood movies, Conan the Barbarian, all this stuff, and you think, oh, that's over the top. I mean, George Washington's life, the whole thing is like more over the top than a movie. And that's why you never see a movie about it, or they make him look like no big deal. Because they don't want you to have an idea of how incredible it was. Like, he was in more than 50 battles where he would be up front with them shooting cannons and rifles at him, and he wasn't being killed, people all being killed around him. I mean, he was known before he even became General George Washington as, like, you know, Lucky George. You know, those guys they say have the, what do they call that in history in the military? The touch, or they're charmed. They call it in the military being charmed. In fact, that's what Ford Coppola talked about in Apocalypse Now, when you see the Army colonel walk around with a helicopter, everybody's getting killed around him, and mortars are going off, and it's like everybody knows that guy's never going to get killed. And I'm telling you, George Washington could just have like 100 people shooting right at him, and nothing would happen. I say, don't compare me to George Washington. Anything else?
It's the eternal archetypal spirit that's part of everyone's destiny to fulfill, and it's like God reaches out and has certain protections for the people that are destined to fill those roles. I mean, there's no simpler way to explain it, but I did want to talk about something on topic with the DOD coming out about their lying. I actually called and talked to you right after you were on Piers Morgan, and let me tell you, I was teared up when I saw you standing up for us against that hatchet man, because you knew what he was. People say, oh, he should have debated. The time for debate is over. We know what you are. We know what you're going to do. We know what you're here to do. And, you know, it's really, if it was George Washington, you know, he would have pulled out a gun and blew his head off before the guy even got on his show. But what I wanted to say is that when I called you to talk about gun control, I had called CNN the state-run media. And you stopped me and you said, that's it. That's the word that we need to use for it. And I want to say, that's an archetype, too. We need to activate a very powerful archetype.
Ron Paul. I actually got that from Ron Paul. Drudge had linked to that. He said, look, we have state-run media, and the Internet is the real media. It doesn't mean we're all perfect, but we are the media. They're not the mainstream. We're not the new media. We're not the alternative media. We are the real, diverse, good, bad, ugly, trustworthy, whatever. But we're the media. We are the media. You're right. It's state-run media. And that's it. It's not the parrot media. It's not the prostitute media. It's not the traitor media. It's not the cesstream media. It's not the Decepticon media. It's not the scumbag media. They are reading off globalist psyops. Because, I mean, the Army realizes it's big banks writing the real psyops. They're junior to this, and they don't like being part of it now. And I'm telling you, I know the military sources. They don't like what's happening. Who would? Everybody knows we're being conned, cheated, sold out. It just makes me so angry. Have you seen our story about the Army PSYOP and them admitting they're a PSYOP? And what do you think's behind it?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's state-run media model. I mean, when I used to read newspaper articles when I was a kid, I went to private school. I was taught to think critically, and I used to read the newspaper since I was before I was 10. And I read it all the way through growing up till right now. And I'll tell you, every time we referred to the media outside this country when there were communists and tyranny all over the world, we used to put it down, and it was never called anything other than state-run media. It didn't even get a name. We didn't brand it here. It was state-run media, and we need to start calling them that over and over and over because that's what they are.
You're absolutely, that will bring them down. We have state-run media that works for foreign banks that have occupied the country, and we are occupied. And they haven't shut us. They have occupied certain command bases and the infrastructure, but they're not occupying everything. That's the thing. They're trying a full occupation. Are we going to let them do it? No. The answer is no. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Brandon, Julio, Chris, Gabriel, everybody else, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. You can get 11 memberships for the price of one and share them with everybody.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
By the way, in the next hour, for part of the second segment, David Knight's going to be in studio with us, and we're going to announce the third place winner of the Operation Paul Revere film contest, $115,000 in cash prizes. Third place today, second place tomorrow, first place on Wednesday. And then everybody gets paid out. We're going to probably even fly not just the top three winners in, but maybe the top 10 or so won't end up getting, you know, any money, but they'll be flown in to work with us to see about if they have ideas for films. Because that's really what this contest is about, is finding out who could make a film in 2 months. Because, you know, talk is cheap out there. And who wants to help us fight the New World Order? That's what this is really all about, is I'm trying to recruit people, because film is the big weapon. And I'm so busy with the radio, the print, all the rest of it, that I have been lacking in film production. I'm trying to make Obama Deception 2 right now while doing 100 different things, and I'm not complaining. But go to Infowars.com/Paul to see the Paul Revere site, the top 35 entries, and there's a link to about 300 others. But I salute everyone who was involved. And then we'll continue with your calls as well, and the news I haven't gotten to yet. But we're talking about the philosophy of this country and where is it going. And when you realize that you're not going to join evil, you're not going to join the globalist, when you think about all the crimes they've committed, and I can spiritually feel it as well, I want nothing to do with these people. And I must be against them, and I must resist them. So it's a compelling, overdriving fulfillment that is 100 times the drive for sex when you're 16 years old. It's 100 times the drive for food when you're hungry. It is the drive for humanity to be good and to build and to be decent and to stand against corrupt scum and to not be a slave. It is totally fulfilling. It is all-encompassing. And that's where I stand. And when you stand in that, and when you stand in the presence of God's Spirit, then it makes you feel very humble and empowered, but also at the same time very, very weak and dirty and bad, like dirty rags, as the Bible describes. You know, folks that were close to God, they'll felt like they had dirty rags because you realize how bad you are, and you don't like that part of you as well. And you see other people that are into their evil, and then you figure out they don't like you because you're not committed to all the things they do. They like it. Stench smells good to them. Children in pain is fun for them. And all I want to do is club their brains out. And not because I like to club brains out. It's a compulsion. I want to get my hands around their throat. You know what I'm talking about. We're the people that are strong. And we need to start acting like it. And stop being weak and letting a bunch of scum run our lives. Evil is weak. But good likes to stand back and let it run things. And that has to stop. I'm going to come back, take some calls, and we're going to get David Nine here. We'll get David Nine in at the bottom of the hour. So I want to continue with calls. I haven't been good about getting to them yet. I will. I've done pretty good. Been pretty heavy callers today. Again, we finance this by promoting products that we think are the best that we've researched. And there's a bunch of new products in. 2 years in the making, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole food. The best. Hundreds of incredible ingredients. Nobody else has hundreds of ingredients and is able to have it non-GMO, certified, organic, because it's so hard to do. But they did it. And it's available along with all the other incredible products at InfoWarsHealth.com or by calling 888-789-9277 if you want to call and get any help signing up for auto ship to get free shipping, or you can sign up to be a distributor for $10 and get discounts. InfoWarsHealth.com, and we'll give the number out one more time for folks out there that may have missed it, 888-789-9277, and get Pro Pure water filters discounted with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Hour number three, straight ahead, ramming speed!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.